Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest had a vision of an angel. And as a result of this visitation, his life was so transformed that he's not the man that he was before. He is a powerhouse. But here's the amazing thing. When you capture the information this angel gave him, you will be a powerhouse too. Are you interested?
Oh, yeah.
When Keenan Bridges was a young man, he always had this sense, I'm not alone. I'm wondering if you ever had that sense. Well, as he grew up, he kind of drifted from spiritual things. Then he came to his senses, rededicated his life to God, and he found himself in a situation where he definitely wasn't alone. What happened?
Well, I'm new, you know, back in the faith and excited about the things of God and active in my local church. And one night while I was sleeping, Sid, I had this encounter. And I was literally overshadowed with a dark presence that I had never experienced before. And it felt like someone was sticking a sharp instrument in my head. And I literally just seized. I couldn't move. I couldn't speak. And this went on for several minutes. It was the most horrifying thing I had ever experienced in my life up until that point. And what I did was I just said, you know, Lord, please. And when I did that, it lifted. And I thought, I know the solution to this problem. Don't ever go to sleep again.
No. There's got to be a better way.
But what I did was I went to my local pastor and I asked him about it. And he explained this phrase to me I had never heard before, oppression. He told me that what I experienced was something called demonic oppression. And so when he told me that, he told me to get some anointing oil and pray over my room. And it ceased for a while. But then when I was about to be baptized in water, I was about to go through a water baptism with the church, and I knew my life was about to really change. I'd just been baptized in the Holy Ghost, and I was just so excited. And the night before my baptism, I was literally suffocated in my sleep. It's like someone was literally drowning me underneath the water. And the more I tried to talk or speak, nothing would come out, just like a fish in a fish tank. And all of a sudden, I screamed at the top of my lungs. I said, Jesus! It's like I came out from under the water, and I yelled at the top of my lungs. And my father was in the house, and he said, what's wrong with you? And I said, I was choking to death. But something happened that Satan didn't plan.
What's that?
I realized in that moment that there was power in the name of Jesus, that the name of Jesus carries the sovereign power of the kingdom of heaven. And when I released that name out of my mouth, demons literally had to flee from me. And since that time, two things happened. Number one, I became annoyed with the devil. Number two, I committed myself to not only being free from that kind of oppression, but setting other people free from the grips of darkness.
Now, what are some of the things you've seen that people have been set free from?
Anything, everything.
Give me some examples.
Addictions, pornography, alcoholism, drug abuse, depression, anxiety. You will be amazed at how many people in the body of Christ are battling anxiety attacks, chronic fear, suicidal thoughts, insomnia. There are millions of believers that can't even sleep at night. And this is not the plan of God, Sid. And I believe that if we will hear the revelation of the Holy Spirit in this hour, that He will give us the tools, or really activate in us the tools that we already have to walk in freedom, but also liberate anybody around us.
Now, I have been to what are called deliverance meetings, and they pray for hours and hours and hours. I don't see Jesus doing that.
Well, because He didn't do it. When Jesus walked into a room and He went into an area, for example, the Gadarene demoniac, which the word legion, you know, when He asked, you know, who are you? Jesus asked the demons to identify themselves, and they said, legion, for we are many. A Roman legion was up to 7,000 to 10,000 soldiers. In other words, that man was possessed with up to 10,000 demons. And yet, those demons, when they saw Jesus, they literally cried out for mercy. Now, when's the last time you've seen that happen on a Sunday or Saturday service?
Doesn't.
You don't see it. It's because somehow, some way, the church secretly believes that Satan has more power than we have. And that's why people are always trying to argue with demons, negotiate with demons. You can't have my firstborn, but you can have my lastborn. All these different ideas in their head. But the reality is, God never called us to negotiate with the kingdom of darkness. He called us, just like He did Joshua in the Old Testament, to drive out all of those demonic influences in our lives, out of our communities, out of our cities, out of nations even, Sid. And it can happen instantly. Okay. People can be set free instantly.
I have to ask you this question, because many Christians believe there is no way a Christian can be possessed by a demon. So what is he talking about?
Well, in fact, that Christian is actually oppressed by a spirit of deception that believes that. Because there are two areas. First of all, when we're born again in our spirit man. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that if any man or woman be in Yeshua, be in Christ, he or she is a new creation. But it's talking about our spirit. But we know, just from everyday life, that there are still areas in our soulish man that comprises our mind, our will, and our emotions that can be affected. For example, there are Christians who battle depression. That's not a problem with their spirit, Sid. That's a problem with their soul. So we know a Christian can't be possessed by a demon, because that implies ownership. But Christians, believers in Yeshua, can still be oppressed by demonic activity in their soul, in their emotions, in their mind, in their thought life, in their attitude. And we know that this is true. You know, ask any pastor. Ask any layperson in the church, and they'll tell you the countless number of people that are battling all kind of things, from divorce to sadness, chronic anxiety, sickness in your body. These are all manifestations of demonic activity.
You don't have to cope with the devil. He's not your friend. Do you know that a great deal of sickness is demonic? And if you don't believe a Christian can have a spirit of infirmity, then you're agreeing with the wrong source. Cancer is demonic. If you don't understand these things, then he's going to take advantage of you. And ignorance is no excuse, even in the law. So when we come back, Kenan had an experience in heaven about the end times, and we're going to talk about it. Also, can people be set free instantly?
Absolutely.
We'll talk about it when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Kenan Bridges, as a young man, quickly discovered that demonic forces were blocking him from receiving all the blessings and miracles God had for his life. The Lord revealed to him keys to walking with kingdom authority so that the supernatural becomes commonplace. Now, Kenan Bridges wants to mentor you. Call now and get Kenan Bridges' Kingdom Authority course, taking dominion over the powers of darkness, which includes his revelatory book and his empowering four-part audio CD teaching series, plus this special Kingdom Kingdom Authority bookmark. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9285. Through Kenan's Kingdom Authority teaching, you will clearly understand what has been blocking your breakthrough. Learn to discern godly thinking from satanic thoughts that the enemy plants in your conscious and subconscious mind. Receive supernatural keys to invoke God's word and the name of Jesus to gain victory over the powers of darkness. Obtain freedom from fear, depression, lust, sickness, poverty, and bondage of all types. Learn how to release the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead so you can heal the sick, raise the dead, and manifest the miraculous. Be equipped to minister self-deliverance and deliverance to others. Receive kingdom keys to release supernatural breakthrough in your health, relationships, finances, and ministry. Become the devil's worst nightmare. Each chapter has a powerful prayer that declares God's words and victory over darkness. Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' Kingdom Authority course, Taking Dominion Over the Powers of Darkness, which includes his revelatory book and his empowering four-part audio CD teaching series, plus this special Kingdom Authority bookmark. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9285. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9285 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Well, I knew you would come back because I want to see what God told Kenan in heaven. Tell me.
One day we were in a prayer meeting and I was caught up in the praise and the prayer. And all of a sudden, I closed my eyes and instantly I was in the courtyard of heaven, the most beautiful place I've ever seen in my life. There were beautiful pillars and gold and pearl on the floor. And adjacent from the courtyard was the throne room. Now, I didn't see Jesus in this experience, but I saw angels that were there. And all of a sudden, oil began to flow from the throne and saturate the floor of the courtyard. And I heard the voice of the Lord speak out of the throne and say, I am purifying my church. And when he said that, instantly I was back in my body. And I began to search that out and really study that. And what I discovered was there were two aspects to that vision. First of all, the Lord is releasing an anointing for healing and deliverance that the world has never seen before. In fact, I believe we're entering into the greatest time of the church that has ever been previous. If you think of the best miracles, the most miraculous displays that you've ever heard of from all of the great generals, it will pale in comparison to the season that we're entering into. The second thing was that the Lord told me that there's an anointing being released that is literally going to restore the foundations of the body of Christ. So this deals with identity. What is going to happen is that the church is going to realize who he is, who she is. And when that happens, people are literally going to be set free instantly. I want you to imagine something. Imagine someone who's been demonized for 20 years and they come into a service and in 5 minutes, that person is instantly and permanently set free. We're going to see this commonly all throughout the church, all over the world.
You use a term. You say the church has an identity crisis. What do you mean by that?
Yes. In fact, the church has not understood not only who she is, but what she has. You know, there was something the Lord showed me recently. In Genesis 22:17, God made a specific promise to Abraham that most people never read in the Bible. And in Genesis 22:17, he talks about, surely blessing, I will bless you and multiply your seed. We know about that. But he gives a specific promise. He says, your seed will possess the gates of his enemies. Now, notice that. It's written in the singular in Hebrew. It's not just talking about Isaac. It's not just talking about Jacob. He's talking about Yeshua. It's a messianic prophecy in the Old Testament, which was fulfilled in Matthew 16. Jesus comes to Peter in Caesarea Philippi and says, who do men say that I am? That's an identity question. Who do men say that I am? He says, surely you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he tells Peter, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my Father. And I say unto you that thou art Peter. See, once Peter got the revelation of who Yeshua was, Jesus gave him the revelation of who he was. And he says, upon this rock, I will build my church or ecclesia. And watch this. The gates of hell will not prevail against thee. And whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose upon the earth shall be loosed in heaven. That's called kingdom authority. Now, what happens is the church doesn't understand that it's not only for a few people in the church to do deliverance or spiritual warfare, but it is a messianic prophecy fulfilled in Messiah that gives us as our birthright the power, authority, and dominion to close any gate of the enemy in our lives, to possess any gate of the kingdom of darkness, whether it's alcohol, drugs, whether it's over a city or a nation. And I'm telling you, Sid, I feel the anointing even while I'm talking.
Me too.
There is a great revival coming. And it's going to be mothers. It's going to be children in children's ministry that are going to set the captives free, just like the book of Acts.
Okay. Someone walked up to you one day and said, Kenan, who do you think you are?
Oh, that's a very interesting story. I'm in school, and a friend of mine calls me over the phone, and he says, can I come see you? Now, that wasn't odd. What was odd was what I felt when he was talking. I felt something was off here. And when he arrived to my apartment, I had another friend that was visiting me, and I told him to pray. And my friend came in, and something was very dark and just malevolent about this experience. And all of a sudden, he starts to manifest. And if you've ever seen the Cheshire Cat from Alice in Wonderland, his grimace literally turned into that physically. It was the most scary thing I've ever seen. And he came within about an inch of my face and said, who do you think you are? I can tear you apart. Now, I didn't know much about deliverance or spiritual warfare, but all I knew to say was, I am a child of God. I take authority over this spirit controlling you in the name of Yeshua. He fell to the ground, boom, and in a matter of minutes, he was set free. But I learned something. Satan's power is in an identity crisis, is in a deception, to tell us that we're something that we're not, that we don't have what we already have. And if he can do that, he can keep people in bondage. But once people know who they are, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Until the body of Christ realizes the truth about who we are and whose we are, we will allow Satan to inhabit territory in our lives that he has no permission to inhabit.
Now, there are a lot of Christians that are fearful of the devil.
Yes.
Talk to them right now.
You know, you may be listening today, and by the way, somebody's being healed instantly right now of high blood pressure. Someone's dealing with pain in their back right now. You're being healed. But I want to tell you something. You don't have to fear the enemy. In fact, if you'll believe the word of God, the enemy will fear you. I'm telling you that from today on, you will never live in bondage again, and you're going to be set free by the power of God. I feel the anointing going right where you are to liberate you so that God will use you as a deliverer.
Kenan, when we come back, I'm going to have Kenan pray for you. But he had a vision of an angel. I promise you, when you capture this vision, it'll be worth everything that money could buy because it's who you really are. I'll be back in a minute.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free healing scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
When I heard the revelation of the angel that Kenan Bridges saw, I can tell you it changed my life. And I promise you, it's going to change your life forever. What happened?
I'm praying one day, as often I do, and meditating. And all of a sudden, I have an open vision of this angel. This angel is about 9, 10 feet tall. He's 6 feet wide with his chest span, huge breastplate.
Can I have him on my basketball team?
Sure you can. And he has a sword, a golden sword. I mean, he's massive, intimidating, regal, all in one. And I asked the Lord, I said, is this a mighty archangel? And the Lord says the most interesting thing to me. He says, that's not an angel at all. That's you in the spiritual realm. Hmm. And when I heard that, I was literally blown away. And the scripture that came to my spirit was that we are kings and priests unto our God. In the book of Revelations, he's made us through his blood, Yeshua, kings and priests. In other words, we have dominion. We are mighty in the spiritual realm. We are not paupers. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. When we realize that person that I saw in that vision is us, the devil will literally flee from us.
You know what? That's the devil's worst nightmare. You realize and come to your senses of who you are. You shared a story about the famous miracle worker, Smith Wigglesworth.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites, very aggressive healing ministry, known for even punching people sometimes. And one night, as the story goes, he's in his house in England, and he hears a rumbling downstairs. And, you know, he senses that something is down there. And he goes downstairs, and Satan is standing in his living room, physically manifested. And Smith Wigglesworth takes one look at Satan and says, oh, it's just you. And he goes back to sleep. And I love that story because what it does, it teaches us that we don't have to be afraid of the devil. That is something that Satan has propagated because you cannot take authority over what you fear. You cannot take authority over what you fear. So once we demystify the enemy and realize that he's under our feet where he belongs, then and only then can we really take dominion over him. You know, Sid, it's something that I call the ever-expanding kingdom. In other words, Jesus told us that the kingdom of God is inside of us. But this kingdom is ever expanding. It's oscillating inside of us. And as we yield to the King of Kings and we yield to his way of doing things, which is his word, the kingdom begins to expand inside of us from our spirit man, expanding out to our soulish man. And as it does that, anything in our soul that does not belong is driven out by the power of the kingdom. You know, Jesus exemplified this. Everywhere he went, he preached the kingdom of God. What was he doing? He was releasing the culture of heaven. And when he released the culture of heaven, it released the power of heaven. And whenever the power of heaven was released, demons had to flee. The same is true of us. God wants the kingdom to expand inside of us and outside of us to advance it to the last days.
There is such a presence of God that's just invaded this studio. Headaches are gone now in Jesus' name. Keenan, anything you pray is going to happen. Pray now.
In the name of Yeshua, the name above every name, you know, he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I release a spirit of dominion and lordship over cancer right now in Jesus' name. I release dominion over diabetes. I release dominion. Even now, if you will take dominion over the pain in your body, that pain will go instantly in Yeshua's name. Right now, I just curse the plan of the enemy over the people of God. Depression, you must go now. Suicidal thoughts, you must leave. Anxiety attacks, insomnia, you're going to sleep sweeter tonight than you've ever slept in your entire life because the peace of God that passes all understanding will keep your heart and mind right now in Yeshua's name. Just receive it in Jesus' name.
Tell me what authority means.
Authority is really the legal right to act in a certain way. Authority means, you know, the Bible tells us in Luke 10:19, it says, behold, I give unto you power. It's the word exousia in the Greek, authority. It means that we have the keys. So I want you to think of almost like a gatekeeper or a groundskeeper. The groundskeeper has keys to access any door within that building.
Of course.
In the same way, you and I, through Jesus and through his name, have the access to open doors and close them. That's what authority really is. We can open doors of favor, open doors of prosperity, open doors of blessing in our lives through the authority vested in us.
I tell you, all authority has been given unto Jesus. And he's saying to you now, go ye into all the world. The keys are there. They're in your hands. Grab them.
Lord, why haven't I received my healing?
I feel that the enemy robs me of every blessing I receive from you, Lord Jesus.
Why am I facing such opposition?
Oh, Lord, when will I receive my breakthrough?
Kenan Bridges, as a young man, quickly discovered that demonic forces were blocking him from receiving all the blessings and miracles God had for his life. The Lord revealed to him keys to walking with kingdom authority so that the supernatural becomes commonplace. Now, Kenan Bridges wants to mentor you. Call now and get Kenan Bridges' Kingdom Authority course, taking dominion over the powers of darkness, which includes his revelatory book and his empowering four-part audio CD teaching series, plus this special Kingdom Authority bookmark. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9285.
It's been my burden to help the people of God find out their true identity, to liberate them from the powers of darkness, sickness, oppression, depression, anxiety. There are millions of people all over the world who have been oppressed by the devil, and they don't know who they are.
Through Kenan's Kingdom Authority teaching, you will clearly understand what has been blocking your breakthrough. Learn to discern godly thinking from satanic thoughts that the enemy plants in your conscious and subconscious mind. Receive supernatural keys to invoke God's word and the name of Jesus to gain victory over the powers of darkness. Obtain freedom from fear, depression, lust, sickness, poverty, and bondage of all types. Learn how to release the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead so you can heal the sick, raise the dead, and manifest the miraculous. Be equipped to minister self-deliverance and deliverance to others. Receive kingdom keys to release supernatural breakthrough in your health, relationships, finances, and ministry. Avoid years of struggling. Become the devil's worst nightmare. Each chapter has a powerful prayer that declares God's words and victory over darkness.
I'm here to tell the body of Christ that it's time to put the devil out of business.
You don't have to suffer in silence. My heart's desire is that you be free, and then you be the catalyst to free everyone in sight. There's no need for the devil to keep taking advantage of you and your loved ones. Get the CDs, get the book.
Don't miss out on getting Kenan Bridges' Kingdom Authority course, taking dominion over the powers of darkness, which includes his revelatory book and his empowering four-part audio CD teaching series, plus this special Kingdom Authority bookmark. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9285. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9285 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural. My guest so provokes me to jealousy. He had a season with Jesus in which he could ask any question he wanted. How would you like to do that? And get answers. Then he goes to heaven for 8 hours and comes back with a message from heaven that I tell you is going to change your destiny forever.
Your gifts to this ministry will help Sid air It's Supernatural in Israel 28 times a week and distribute his evangelistic book to the Jewish people worldwide.